Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Pridecast with Jonathan Bennett
and James Vaughn
on iHeartRadio. A new episode of Pridecast starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Pridecast. I'm your host, Jonathan Bennett. I am joined by my handsome husband, the one and only James Bennett Vaughn. I'm throwing the Bennett in there because we're married now, so Bennett Vaughn.
I like it.
Babe, it is back to school season. There is so much happening.
Don't try to hijack this topic, baby. Okay, I'm the one that told you just now. I was like, hey, I got a topic for you. We'll see if this works. First off, can we back up? I want to back up to the Bennett Vaughn thing. I'm down. Like, I want to change my Instagram and everything, but I'm afraid if I do it, then the little blue check mark's going to go away.
I mean, I think we know enough people at Instagram that we can get you verified again, which is like a really hard thing to do. Like, so many people have problems getting verified. It's like the curse of people that do things that are influency. And they used to hand them out like they were Oreo cookies.
Influency. Don't use that word. Gross.
Influence. What would it be? People that work in social media?
You know what I mean. But like, people in the industry.
Legitimate. Oh, that's what it's supposed to be?
So okay, someone can't use your name.
What it is.
I got my blue check mark because of hosting Celebrity Page. That's how I had it.
And we're both drinking iced coffees. Even though we're not together, we both are drinking our iced coffee, staying very on brand with Pridecast.
Yeah.
So you want to change your name on Instagram to James Bennett Vaughn?
Yeah.
Or just James Bennett?
No, Bennett Vaughn, because that's what we've been using everything for, like,
yeah, but I
like
think
our
we
wedding
just
and stuff.
Go
it's
Bennett.
Like the Bennett Vaughn,
like,
family.
It's nice. I like Vaughn.
The dog is Bradley Bennett Vaughn, so we don't want to confuse him.
We're talking back to school, aren't we?
Yeah, baby. I just told Jonathan on the phone right before we started Pridecast. I was like, ooh, I got a host chat topic for us. Because everybody's going back to school right now. Do you remember going back to school, baby? Like, when you were a kid, were you excited about it or did you dread it?
Oh, my God. I was like the biggest kiss ass to like the teacher. Like, school is where I thrived. Like, elementary school, my mom made like food for all the teachers once a month. She'd do like, oh, here's a teacher's lounge. And she'd go and like bring chicken stuffed shells to the teacher's lounge is just like a thank you. So like I walked into elementary school and it was like the trumpets were like, and it was like anything I wanted, the teachers would just let me do because like my mom kept them fed and happy. And so I was very excited for Bugle Boy jeans. That was like my thing. I was like, I want Bugle Boy jeans. And so I'd go get Bugle Boy jeans and a pair of white Keds. And because I was that much of a faggot, and I would just be like, yep, I'm wearing these, and I'd roll them, and it was everything. And also, I was really into like the pencils. What were you into, babe?
Well, I think I was more like, I would dread going back to school because I was like, I'll get made fun of a lot. And so I didn't necessarily love the whole back to school thing. Plus, like, we didn't really come from a family of means. So our one thing we would get, we were able to get one new pair of shoes. And so that was always my thing. Like, I would get the one new pair of shoes and hope to God the shoes I got were the cool ones that year. And I was going to show up on the first day and people were going to love those shoes and not make fun of those shoes. And it was always kind of a gamble because you would think, like, with the Jordans, you were safe, right? Whatever the new Jordans were. But if you got the wrong color, the kids would find a reason to make fun of you. So while I succeeded in school academically, I didn't always really love going back to school. And I think it's because, like, it's that phase of your life where, like, you are not getting to be yourself. And so it's that pretending. And I hope I don't swish too much when I walk down the hall. I hope I don't lisp too much when I talk to this person. And I think that's why straight people love, like, the back to school reunions and all that stuff, like 10 years, 20 years, all that. And I'm just, and a lot of us in our community are like, I'm good to not go because that wasn't really a highlight of
my
life.
I'm just good not to talk to those people ever again. Like, majority of them. Like, I'm fine.
But like all my people, since, like, I've been out of myself, like, I want to see them all the time because those are the people that, like, got to know the authentic real me. But I'm not surprised that was your experience with school, though, baby. It explains a lot about you.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved going back to school.
There was one year, though, I got these shorts. Elementary school. I can't remember. I wish I still had these shorts because I would probably try to wear them now, the same size, because that's about the same size I wear now because my shorts are so tiny these days. But I had these shorts, these red board shorts that had a cat on them on a skateboard. And they said Scat Cat. And I thought I was the coolest kid in the entire world in these Scat Cat shorts. And that was the one year I showed up. I want to say it was like third grade, Miss Trump Caudill's class. You couldn't tell me nothing. You could not tell me that year. Those Scat Cat shorts gave me such a power that was the one year you could not mess with me. The one year that I walked in the first day of school and was like, you know what? This is it. The Scat Cat is where it's at. And that was probably actually my best elementary school year because it started strong with the Scat Cat. So thank you to Scat Cat. If anybody knows where I can find those shorts so I can rock them now as a grown man, please let me know.
Is that where you got your AOL screen name?
No, my screen name was
Scat Cat.
It was He Boy. Oh, baby, no, I don't think that would go the same way.
Actually, now it's different, much different context. Yeah, you know, like back in the day.
I didn't even think about that until
just
now.
Different. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. Wow. Is that what I was advertising in third grade?
Yes. Do you remember those pants called Skids? They were called Skids pants, and they were MC Hammer pants, and like SKIDZ, and like the logo for them was like a yellow triangle, like it was like a traffic sign, and it was Skids, and it was like a car like slipping. Well, I got a pair of black and neon green ones, and I tried to wear that to my grandma's funeral because my mom was like, oh, you have to wear black. And so I went and got dressed and put on like my neon green windbreaker that was like bright fluorescent green and these black pants. And I walked upstairs and I was like, oh, is this okay? And they're like, no, you're not wearing a neon green windbreaker.
I don't recall these pants, but I just Googled them and apparently they're still popping and Skids is still a thing.
Wait, should we order Skid pants and do a photo shoot? Let's do it. Go order them right now online.
Absolutely not.
Raymond, what did you wear growing up? What was your like back to school item?
Guys, I went to private school, so we had.
Oh gosh, you got to wear the little Harry Potter outfit.
Yeah, it wasn't as fun, you know, no wands and stuff like that. But so we had to get like you had to accessorize. I'm from the generation where we wore the double polo, so we'd have to wear like our uniform polo, and then we'd have to but we were doing it, you know, when it's
you're
like,
that girl.
Yeah,
that and girl. You would pop both collars.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. When I hosted MTV's TRL VJ for a day. I wore a button down long sleeve Abercrombie shirt with an Abercrombie short sleeve polo over it with both collars flipped and popped, and then got to introduce the song Coors Breathless. That's how 2001 I was.
That's the photo we need for this episode.
That's the moment. Mm-hmm.
You have that clip somewhere, don't you, baby?
It's this. What?
You have that clip,
don't
you? Oh,
I have the whole clip. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you were lucky enough to catch the Coors on tour, you would have seen them in their tour concert, blah, blah, blah. And if not, here's their latest song. Check out the Coors, Breathless. And then
Does my baby not say tour weird, by the way?
Yeah. Tour.
Say tour.
Tour.
I thought you said Coors, like the beer.
I am Coors. Well,
That was Coors. The act. Okay. There was a group called the Coors. You got to look. I think they were a family band, right?
Yeah.
And they sang the song Breathless. And it was like, yeah, it was every white girl in 2001. It was very that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like, wow. If you thought Vanessa Carlton's Thousand Miles was it, this was like the sister song to that.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, you do say tour weird though, baby. Tour?
You say tour weird. You say news weird. News.
I do say news weird, which is weird because I have to say news all the time on TV when I'm doing news. And how are you supposed to say news, Raymond?
News.
News.
Now you say it, baby?
News.
News. Y'all say it like news, like N-O-O-S. I say news because there's a W.
News.
News.
Yeah, I don't news. Like it. It bugs me.
Well, you say tour. Like you're
saying muse.
Tour. Go on tar.
Listen, y'all chime in and tell us who's saying it right. Is it tar. News or is it news?
Is it N-E-W-S or N-O-O-S?
And is it tour, T-O-U-R, or whatever my baby's saying? Tour?
Tour.
Tour. That's not right.
Yeah, you go on tour.
Baby, who's on the show today?
We have the one and only super talented Nicole Maines joining us from Supergirl, which technically she's my co-star since we were on Supergirl together. We were actually on the same episode, so I'm very excited to talk to her. We're going to talk to her right when we come back.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Please welcome to the show the one and only super talented Nicole Maines joins us. Hello.
Oh, hello. I paid you to say that.
You
super
did.
Talented superhero. Hey.
Superhero. Can we technically say that we're co-stars? Kinda.
Absolutely.
We were on an episode together, so we can say that.
I remember.
Baby, you going to cling to that one episode to say that you're co-stars?
Yeah, I was on Supergirl one time. I had four lines. Just get with it, okay?
I cling to all of them.
I remember us sitting in like some giant concert, not a concert hall, but like a banquet hall.
Yeah, it was some, I think, what were we doing? I was doing like patrol or something.
Yes, you were doing patrol, and there was like a big fight about to happen of like people like protesting. And
I was not involved in that fight.
No, you were not involved in that fight. There was like a concert hall or like a banquet hall where all of our actors' chairs were set up, and that's like where we all hung out.
Yes, and we took a photo together that I cherish to this day.
Yeah,
I captioned it, "Kara, tell Quentin his hair looks sexy pushed back."
You did, and guess what? We're going to use that photo when we promote your episode of Pridecast. You're welcome. Full circle.
I mean,
hello, and now you have done so much, but you are a superhero for LGBTQ+ rights. So
thank you.
How do you feel doing what you do on TV and doing what you're doing in real life with all the different amazing things that you've done?
I mean, I'm really excited about it because for a long time, I was very much in the public speaking form of advocacy. So lots of, you know, just getting up in front of rooms of lots and lots and lots of people and pouring my heart out and sharing my trauma, which is fun and fabulous. And we love doing that. But it is very fun to start exploring my advocacy in this new way of getting to play these characters and do stupid fun stuff and pretend like I can shoot energy blasts out of my hands. And as I'm doing that, I get to be like, yes, and this is all for trans rights. And pretend like it's not me being a 5-year-old.
Right. Yes. No. Yeah. This is representation. Okay. This is what representation looks like. For
you.
All the people
thank
that shoot
you.
Energy, yes. I'm the moment.
I'm the moment. Exactly. I'm the one. I'm out here doing this. Exactly.
Nicole, speaking of representation, though, like I know we all kind of have our stories of someone saying, oh my gosh, I see myself in you, or oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I'm proud of myself because of what you were doing. Do you have any like specific stories that stick out of someone that told you they felt seen because of what you're doing?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, so the ones that always stick out to me are when I go to conventions or Comic-Con and meet and greets and stuff. And my problem is that I'm always my handler's nightmare because my signings always go like 2 hours over because I like to stop and talk to people. And I don't like to be like, okay, thanks, bye.
Very Jonathan Bennett.
So many, she's just like down to earth and like, you know, like, relatable.
I feel seen already just from hearing this story. Go on.
Totally. But I have these, I'll have people come up to me and tell me, oh, I never thought that I would ever see myself as a superhero. And I never thought in a million years I would see even trans people on television the way that they are now, and to see them in starring roles, being heroes, being powerful, and having their stories at the same time not revolve around their transness or their trauma. Well, Nia's story revolved around her trauma, just different trauma. And crying and in tears. And I remember this one when I was in the UK, this woman came up to me sobbing, and I didn't even know what to say to her. So we just hugged for a minute. Because it gets to a point where, you know, there's not really, you know, what do you say? Because I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'm like, and this is what I always tell people. I'm like, this is my first trans superhero too. I never thought that I was going to see it. And now I have the added mind. I don't know if we can swear on this. I have the added mind being that superhero. And then having, when we were filming, having, you know, months and months and months trying to sit on these secrets. And I'm like, you all get to celebrate this together. I'm just like in my apartment going,
ah. Yeah.
No, it is. It's such a cool time in history that, like, if we realize, like, we're the ones that are doing it, like, we're the history books right now, which is kind of really cool when you think of like the first that you get to do, like some of the first that like Jonathan and I have gotten to do, especially in like the wedding space for same-sex couples, are like things like Jonathan's gotten to do on Hallmark and other places, and then things that you're doing in the superhero world. It's really cool that it's happening, and it's awesome that it's happening, but it is that mind beep of, oh my gosh, it's happening, but we're the ones doing it. And so you feel like, I hope I don't mess this up. I hope that I get this right, because it's on me right now to be that one.
Well, exactly. And that's why I think I'm so excited to see more and more of this coming out. DC just released a new graphic novel, Galaxy, the Prettiest Star, which is another trans alien superhero. And we're seeing more and more of these types of characters pop up in Hallmark spaces, in comic books, in, you know, just TV dramas, in late night comedies. We're seeing trans people occupy all of these, and not even just trans people, just queer people in general, occupy these spaces that we haven't before. And I think that alleviates the pressure on all of us to be the one. Because right. I remembered, like, as we were doing Nia's stories and as we were writing her, it was always that conscious thing in our minds. Oh, hang on, how is this going to reflect on the community at large? And I think the more that we have these characters, the less pressure it is on those individual characters and on those individual actors to represent every single person who looks like them or identifies the way they do. And so if this character makes a bad decision or does something less than ideal or moral, it does not negatively reflect on all trans people or all queer people.
Right. And also there's got to be, I totally identify with you, because just doing the Christmas House 1, Christmas House 2 for Hallmark, having the first gay kiss, having the first gay relationship, and, you know, movies that we're in the middle of shooting now that are going to also make history on Hallmark Channel. There's, you know, just the other day on set, I'm like standing there and I'm like, I watched the playback and I'm like, is that right? And I second guess it. And I'm like, and you really get in your head, because I don't know about you, but I feel the weight of the gay community on my shoulders when I'm shooting these. And it's a heavy weight. And already to be the lead of a movie and film it is a lot of pressure. But then to be like, oh, I'm doing this for a lot more than me. Like, this is for a lot of people watching this. And you get nervous about, like, making the right choice or not making the right choice. And what I think we get so caught up when in this in society these days is everyone's so quick to jump down your throat if there's something that they don't find to be ideal or perfect for the community. And you have to stop and realize, like, hey, we're not going to get everything perfect every single time. But the fact is, we're the ones doing it. So shut up, because we're actually doing the work and actually telling the stories, which is better than not telling the stories. And it's like, we can, you're only as good as, you only know what you know in that moment. And when you're in a moment shooting a scene and doing it, it's like, there's so many elements and you can only control so much. But the fact is, these stories are being told, and that's what matters. It's better than them not being told.
Well, and that's the thing also, just being storytellers. And when you're in that creative space, you're not, it's hard to split your focus between, okay, I'm trying to represent this entire community and I'm trying to meet a very high standard and a very high bar, and the stakes are very high, but also I'm telling a story and I have to tell an authentic story and a good story, and people don't always make the right decisions all the time. I remember one of the things that jumped out to me in season 4, when Brainiac and Nia first kissed, it was kind of like that common, like, trope of, like, one person's, like, talking too much and rambling and spiraling, and the other one's like, shut up and kiss me. So Nia just shuts him up with a kiss. Well, I thought it was romantic and beautiful, but people online really didn't like it, because they were like, she didn't get consent. She did not ask him to kiss. She did. And I was like, and I started spiraling and I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Oh my God, it's the first trans superhero. She's a sexual predator. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene's gonna love this. Like, I was like, oh God damn it. But then I was like, I had to stop and think. I was like, okay, she is not the first person to have ever done this. And we both knew in the moment how the characters were feeling, what that meant for both of them. And we knew that wasn't like that. So I had to pry myself away from the, oh God, how is this reflecting on all trans people? And just focus on, like, for their story, it made sense. And also I was like, screw you guys, that was really cute. It was a really cute moment. The light started flickering over us. Yeah. It was a moment. There was a spark, you guys.
Nicole, that's how I shut Jonathan up all the time in real life. So it is a totally real thing. It's what happens. And you got to remember, like, people are going to find a reason to hate on you regardless. Yeah. And I have to always tell myself this. I have to always remind Jonathan of this. Like, you can go in, a pet store can be on fire, and you go in and you save every single animal out of that pet store. There will be somebody that comes for you online. Well, why didn't you put out the fire? You can never do everything right for everyone.
Why didn't you save the cat first?
Yeah, exactly. There's people that you have to remember, they're coming from a place, something's hurting in them that's making them lash out in that way. And so you can only, but I know it's hard because the negative stuff stays with you much more than the positive stuff. Totally. But you have to remember, like, oh, I feel bad for this person because they're at a place right now that something's hurting, that they're trying to take it out on me.
Yeah.
And can I just say this? I know that, like, you did this and, like, all the trans girls are feeling represented, but as the little queen that I was when I was a kid that had my little Silverhawks, you're probably not even old enough to know what that was, pajamas that had wings and would twirl and swirl around the living room, when I saw you shooting laser beams, I also felt seen. I felt seen because that is our whole community, LGBTQ+. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, if I had had you when I was 5, I would have done a couple extra twirls in that living room.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, I felt like I had I have a pair of gloves and they have little lights on them. And I'm so upset because they have, like, a strobe setting that we never used, but I used it all the time when we weren't filming.
work.
We would be in the chairs. I turn my little strobes on and I'm like raving by myself.
Oh my gosh.
Nicole, you're amazing. Thank you so much for all that you've done for our community. Really, it means the absolute world to us. Don't take anything except pride and happiness with what you've done, because like you've seriously literally kicked down doors for other people.
And before we go, I want to ask you one thing. This is Pridecast. What does pride mean to you?
I mean, pride means a lot of different things. I think, you know, you preface it with saying pride is a protest, pride is a riot. But I think it's also important to recognize, especially right now, we're in a time where we are seeing just unprecedented attacks on our community. And I think it's important to take pride as an opportunity to step back and celebrate our victories, celebrate ourselves, celebrate the fact that we have these characters on television on all of the channels that we can see ourselves in, that we can just channel surf in our living rooms and go gay, trans, gay, mm-hmm. bi, gay, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. and have that and celebrate just being a part of this awesome community, celebrate our culture, celebrate the spinning in the living room with the lasers and the lights and the everything, like just
yes, ma'am.
Being able to take pride in ourselves.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. You're wonderful. You are wonderful,
Thank you.
Nicole.
Oh,
Thank you so much for coming on and telling your story.
Of course.
And
thank you for having me.
Go I'm coming to Nicole. Play with them gloves, girl.
Yeah,
I'm coming
come
to
back.
Play with them gloves.
Come over. Listen. I got man right. hands. They'll fit.
Love you. Oh my god.
I'm deceased. I have to.
And on that, this is Nicole Maines, y'all. Give it up for her. Clap in your cars. Clap wherever you're listening. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you.
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, the time has come. Each week we like to look back on our gay history so we always remember where we came from. And this week, James, we have something really exciting that happened in gay history. What is it?
All right, this week in gay history, let's take it to the New York Times article. It was a front page story in 1970. It was called "Homosexuals in Revolt." This is a quote here. The article says, "A new mood now taking hold amongst the nation's homosexuals. In growing numbers, they are publicly identifying themselves as homosexuals, taking a measure of pride in that identity, and seeking militantly to end what they see as society's persecution of them." 1970. So we're talking about just a year after Stonewall. So this is the very beginning still of the movement. And you got to think about 1970, baby, that is not that long ago. There are many people listening right now that were alive when this happened. So those that were at the forefront of this, they are still here. And we are so appreciative of them. They have been the force behind the movement to give us rights, to give us pride, to
give us the ability to be ourselves and live our lives to the fullest. So thank you to every single person that came before us that has fought and spoke out and been a homosexual in revolt. We appreciate
it. How do you say that word, homosexual? You say it weird.
Homosexual?
You say homo. How do you? I think you say it weird.
We don't really use that word anyway, but
homosexual.
Homosexual. I'm from Virginia, baby. Some words just.
I always said homosexual.
It's homosexual, I guess.
The more you learn. All right. That's gay history. Whatever it is, I'm proud to be one.
All right, we got to get into my gay spotlight, baby. Hit
something. Oh my gosh, it's time for the gay spotlight. Oh, my favorite part of the show. Each week we shine our big gay spotlight on someone in the LGBTQ plus community that is doing extraordinary things. This week's big gay spotlight from James Vaughn goes to who, babe?
You know, baby, you know how I'm going to shine my big gay spotlight on this week? Wes and Alex. Yes, I'm talking about Wes Santos and Alex Gomez. They are the photographer team duo that actually shot all the promo shots for Pridecast. But what I think is also really cool is Wes did some really cool stuff at Christmas Con that you were just at, baby.
Yes, he did a Disney Christmas display, and it was the most gay, beautiful Christmas Disney experience that you could ever see, and it was just so lovely, and it made so many people happy. He brought so much joy, and it's just like the little things like that, like the gays out there in the world that are just doing the little things as well as the big things to bring smiles to people's faces and make it a happier place.
Well, and he also made that big giant switch that y'all had when you switched on the lights, and like he makes a lot of cool stuff. So not just a talented photographer, but just a talented person that's putting a lot of smiles on people's faces. And also, I mean, shot the amazing photos that we have for our podcast, but shoots a lot of amazing celebrities. So give them a follow on Instagram. It's at Wes and Alex. You can see all the stars they shoot. And then his other Instagram is Flippin' Free, right?
Yeah, Flippin' Free.
Yeah, and you can see all the cool stuff he flips things and gives them like a second chance at life. So
what about this face? Can he flip this face?
I don't know if we can do all that, baby. Just just shining the spotlight on the gays that are just bringing light to everybody this week.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.